In Unity, we have a wonderful daily publication that brings that inspiration to us each day of the week. And is coming forward. Sudha Roos will be, I'm sorry, sorry. Sudha Roos will be reading our daily word for today.
Hello, today's word is release. Regular releasing keeps me in the flow of life. I have been changing as long as I've been alive and will continue to evolve as long as I live. I make room for the person I'm becoming through releasing, which is an important part of my spiritual process. Just as I would not fill my closet with clothes that no longer fit, I do not fill my life with beliefs and ideas that no longer reflect who I am and who I'm becoming. Regular releasing creates space in my life for new things to come in. It is my way of remaining open to possibility, of welcoming new opportunities, of keeping myself in the flow of life. Releasing is also a powerful way to live my faith. I trust I am moving in the right direction and release items from my past easily and with gratitude for the role they've played in my life. From Psalms 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Today's word is release. Regular releasing keeps me in the flow of life. Thank you.
Thank you. And so normally we would move, of course, in a time of a meditation. But John, I forgot to do happy birthdays. I'd already talked about it. And then of the whole order of service without the kids coming for it is a little bit different. So, and I know we have one person here who has a birthday in June here in the room. For any of you who do, if you would stand and we'll sing happy birthday. Yes, who's so Susan?
Kurt has a birthday on June 11.
Oh, wonderful. And Paige, yours is the 5th? That's right, because today's the 4th. Yay! Well, before we, so let's go ahead, stand up if you would. Come on up and then. Your beautiful, gorgeous face. Yes, come on. And let's sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear everyone. Birthday to you. God is blessing you now. God is blessing you now. God is blessing you, you're wonderful. God is blessing you now.
And so we just rub our hands together and we hold Kimberly's dear partner and light and Paige also you, and we bless you throughout this month as you move into a new year, a new phase of your life. So blessings. And before you, I did a lesson. So our beloved Paige is moving to Cincinnati, Ohio. This is her last Sunday here. And so we're so blessed that you came here. And we hope you drop in from time to time via that live stream and say hi and do that. But we wish you untold blessings in your new journey and where you go. Yeah. Being back with your family and your mom and dad and being home. And yeah, so blessing. So let's hold her in light also when we say, we see your journey forward, blessed in light.
We see your journey forward, blessed in light.
And you will always be in our hearts.
And you will always be in our hearts.
Safe journeys tomorrow, dear. Okay. Ah. And so now we'll shift gears and move into our regular time of prayer, of meditation, a time of mindfulness that allows us each to connect to infinite spirit in whatever way suits us best. So I invite you to just relax, whether you're at home or here in the room, in whatever way works well. I usually like to take a few deep breaths because it shifts my thinking and my focus from the outer world into the core of my being. So as you breathe and as you relax, I will be toning our singing bowl. And we know that it is resonant musically at the key of the heart chakra, the chakra of love. So just let that vibration, that tone move into your your heart and open it wide with healing blessings. So just breathe into spirit. We take this opportunity to remember, to reconnect, to be one with. And as we breathe in and then as we release that with a sigh, we let go of any tension we may be hanging on to. For we know that in this sacred moment that we are held in the energetic vibration of that which is allness, which is Allah, as Jesus would have called God, not a person or a super being, but the energy of all creation. We feel ourselves being breathed in and out. Acknowledging and dropping into the flow of infinite light and love. And we just envision it moving, that light and love moving through our body. To touch ourselves, our physical being, to move into our mind, to cleanse our thoughts, to illuminate and to uplift. And then we breathe into our heart and we feel it filled with that which is wholeness and oneness. And we breathe and we breathe. And we just give thanks for the activity of spirit, of this light, of this love that can help heal our griefs. That can enable us to release and forgive. That can allow us to reach out to others in light, beyond outer human appearances and prejudices. In order to recognize that we are designed in the image and likeness of God, not physically, but in the spirit of our soul and our being. And therefore, we are created in and of love. And so we rest in that for a moment. Knowing that love heals in ways that we cannot even imagine. And when we allow ourselves to be immersed in that love, we recognize that it is not a one-way street. That it is like the breath of life. It is an inflow and an outflow. We receive and then we give and we receive more, and it is never ending. and we are ever blessed to be a part of this community, to be a part of our outer communities, to be a part of our world where we share our light, where we open ourselves to see beyond past erroneous beliefs and limiting thoughts, and where we can embrace all in our differences, in our sameness, in our allness. And so we take a moment just to be still, to be infilled, to be blessed, to be renewed for a moment in silence. And so as we are infilled, renewed, and uplifted, we now share that light forth in a consciousness of prayer to surround our loved ones, those across the miles, those right here. We take a moment to surround our prayer box and all the requests that have been placed within it. And we take a moment to speak aloud the names of those we would especially bless at this time, knowing that through the power of the breath, the spoken word, the intention, that the energy is activated for best and highest good. So let us speak those names aloud right here, right now. Bob and Karen Libby, Lisa Greco, Anthony Greco, this Mary Lou Siebel, Jim Siebel, the Siebel family, Sue Ann, Jolene Richard, Teresa, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, Unity of Michiana, Vicki, Evan, Megan, and so we bless, we honor, and we embrace also the LGBT community. And we pray forth from that highest consciousness for the outpouring of love, healing, and greater good. And through the name and the power and the presence of Infinite Spirit.